From the KBIA newsroom in Columbia, I'm Ana Perez. Today marks the opening of the Affordable Care Act enrollment period for 2018. To assist people in the enrollment process, Cover Missouri, a program with the Missouri Foundation for Health, will be hosting enrollment events. The purpose of the events is to get undercovered groups signed up for health care before the December 15th deadline, along with providing additional information about health care. Cover Missouri Coalition Program Manager Scott Minia says these programs are geared toward assisting communities that haven't enrolled in ACA before.
Communities that are less likely to have health coverage because they either think they can't afford it or don't know that there's financial assistance available, or if they just listen to the news, no one could be blamed for thinking the Affordable Care Act has been done away with.
The first event will be at Ying Yang Nightclub on Saturday night. Minia says he hopes more members of the LGBTQ community can be enrolled and covered under the ACA as a result of the event. Welcome Home will be hosting its second annual casino night this Friday at the Elks Lodge in Columbia. Welcome Home provides housing and support services to veterans in mid-Missouri. Recently, the nonprofit's capacity grew after moving into a new facility earlier this year. Development Director for Welcome Home, Megan Seaver, says this year all of the costs of the event have been covered by sponsors, meaning all the proceeds will go to Welcome Home. Seaver says they have sold almost 175 of the 250 available at the door. The event will run from 6 to 10 p.m., and tickets can be purchased online or at the event. Missouri Attorney General Josh Hawley is demanding documents from three major opioid distributors that he says didn't report suspiciously large shipments of prescription drugs. Hawley told reporters Tuesday that his office is reviewing AmerisourceBergen, Cardinal Health, and McKesson as part of the efforts to investigate the opioid crisis. Hawley says companies are required by law to report suspicious opioid shipments. He says there's evidence to suggest the distributors he's investigating look the other way instead of reporting these shipments. Spokesman says the company has reported and halted potentially suspicious orders, and a McKesson spokeswoman said the company is reviewing Hawley's request. Cardinal Health didn't immediately respond to a request for a comment Tuesday. Hunters in 25 Missouri counties will be required to test deer for chronic wasting disease, or CWD, the weekend of opening firearms season, November 11th to the 12th. Chronic wasting disease is a fatal prion disease that affects the brain, spinal cord, and other tissues of deer, elk, and moose. Spokesperson for the MDC, Lucas Bond, explains that there could be serious implications for Missouri's deer population if preventative measures are not taken.
If we do not keep testing for CWD to find out where it is or where it's spreading to or so forth, it could get out of control if we don't manage this. And if that happens, it could wipe out much of our deer population in the state of Missouri.
Sampling stations to test deer for CWD can be found on the Missouri Department of Conservation's website. Ana Perez, KBIA News, Columbia.